Each week around this time, I share a conversation with an artist about their new release, and I spoke just a couple days ago with Hayes Carl. He has a new album called You Get It All, and it includes a deeply moving song, Help Me Remember. The song is written from the perspective of someone with Alzheimer's, but at this point, he's aware enough to know that something is wrong. Hayes has talked about seeing the start of it in his grandfather, so we began our conversation with my asking him to tell us a bit about his grandfather before the Alzheimer's. What was he like? Did Hayes spend a lot of time with him?
I did spend a lot of time with my grandfather. My grandparents lived in Waco, Texas, where my dad was from. And yeah, he was just a very loving, sweet, and kind man. And it's hard to say somebody was lucky that they died, but he started to struggle with dementia before he passed. So this happened when I was 14. I think he died when I was 15. So it was about within a 6 month to year period, he was starting to show signs of this, which was worrying for everybody. But he passed before it became debilitating on a daily basis. I have two very vivid memories of him. Well, I have many vivid memories of him as a grandfather. He was a wonderful, loving grandfather. But I have two memories that relate to his struggles. And one was my father pulling me aside one day when my grandfather was not being the kind and loving person that he always had been. And my father pulled me aside and said, "Don't remember your grandfather this way. This is not who he was, who he is." And it was clear that things were affecting him that were in turn affecting his personality. And so my father just wanted to make sure that I knew there was a difference there, that that was not his true personality. And the second thing that I really vividly remember was we were in Waco and I was sitting in his pickup truck and we got to a stoplight and he turned to me and asked me where we were. And I had no idea where we were. I was 14 and I didn't live in that town. And I just remember him seeming scared and confused, and he recovered from it and we got home, but it was scary to me as well. And I've just kind of always hung on to that image and thought about what that must feel like.
When your last album came out, you said some of your fans felt you had broken an implicit agreement with them not to be upfront with your politics. And you said you wanted to have the strength of character to speak your mind and not live in fear of the repercussions. In Help Me Remember, the narrator asks, did I try to stand for something or would I always fold? And I wondered how much you were writing for yourself in addition to the character in the song.
I wrote that with Josh Morningstar, and we spent a lot of time trying to find the point of view. It was challenging trying to figure out how to write that song from someone's perspective who's going through those struggles. But we thought really just about what would we be concerned about? Like, what sort of things actually matter at the end of the day? And if you're looking back at your life and trying to determine whether you had a good life or not, what makes a good life? Did you have the love of family and friends? Were you somebody who just went along with everything, whether it was right or not? Or were you somebody who stood up even when it was not, even when there are consequences? It was a lot of those type of things, just thinking about if I was looking at my life, why would I consider it a success or a failure? What sort of things would matter to me? And that's a good exercise, whether you're writing a song or not. I think sometimes we get swept up in the day-to-day of life and and the habits and the routines and the pressures. So I know for me, writing that song, it was powerful in a lot of ways, but writing it and singing it every night forces me to think about those things. What sort of person am I? Do I stand up for what I believe in? And do I do more good than harm?
You're mentioning getting swept up in the day-to-day reminded me of something you said a few years ago. And I'm kind of struck by the irony of it as we talk about Help Me Remember. You said, I'm trying to be more present for my life. What did you mean by that?
I spent a lot of time living in the future, fantasizing about what can be or will be, whether that's how things are going to unfold with my personal life or my financial situation or my creative work. I can imagine the song being great, but never take the time to actually write the song. Not just projecting into the future. And I also have traditionally spent a lot of time living in the past and worrying about things that I can no longer do anything about. And that's a weight that can keep you down. I find that if I'm in the moment and I'm as present as I can be, with the person I'm talking to or the thing that I'm doing, however minor that thing is. If I can be present for it and give it my all, I don't leave that interaction with any regrets. And I feel like I was alive. I wasn't mentally off somewhere else. And you know, there's a certain amount of daydreaming and stone turning that we all do to learn from our mistakes and to plan for the future. But I was one of those people who spent a lot of time being anywhere but actually here. And that just ultimately wasn't working for me. So I've been trying to be present. So I end up writing mantras and songs to remind myself again. So every night I can get up and sing something that reminds me, oh yeah, this was a good idea I had at one point to actually be present for your life. I like using songs for that effect some days just to remind me what it is that I'm trying to remember.
Kind of like a little personal message while you're singing to us. In fact, I wonder, did you write Help Me Remember intending to reach out to people affected by Alzheimer's? Or was it more personal? Because you have that PSA at the end of the video.
Yeah, when we started it, I'm not sure what our intention was other than we were just trying to find something to write about. And I had that title and I thought it could be any number of things. I was thinking about how we all need witnesses in our lives, how important that is, the people who, whether it's a partner, spouse, or a kid, or friends, or colleagues, or your community, people who know who you are and have seen what you've done and know what you're about and can testify to that and remind you about that. That was the starting point of it. We weren't really thinking about who was going to reach or how it was going to reach them. We're just trying to tell that story as best we could. But after we finished, I felt like we had something pretty powerful in our hands, and we reached out to the Alzheimer's Association of America and partnered up with them, trying to raise awareness about how many people suffer from this and then how many people, even more people, have to take care of them and provide for them. And that's a really difficult job as well. So hopefully it can do a little good, bring some comfort to some folks struggling out there.
I think the video will be very moving to anyone who's experienced the loss of a loved one under any circumstances. Part of it is you really kept yourself out of the picture. You were literally off to the side. It wasn't about Hayes Carl. It was about us.
Yeah, well, thank you. I lobbied to have myself removed from the video entirely. I thought I was a distraction because I did want to tell a story. And it wasn't about me. It was about a character and anybody who could relate to it. They convinced me ultimately that I needed to be in there somewhat, but I tried to keep a low profile.
Do you remember the first time you shared this song with your family, what their reaction was?
I can't remember the first time I played it for my parents. The first time they saw the video, they sent me a message and they were all tore up because the video, the home footage that's in the music video, it was, they have that footage of their own families, and it could be anybody. It's the Christmas dinner, it's the opening the presents, it's the running in the yard, it's the people when they were young, it's the guy on the aircraft carrier or with the plane. A lot of families have those memories and those mementos, and so it hit really close to home for them. So that was special to hear. I mean, my parents are pretty supportive of most things I do, but they seem to think that one was a home run.
Obviously, this isn't a political song, so I'm assuming you've gotten a lot of feedback and a lot of positive feedback.
Yeah, it's been pretty overwhelming. Doing the PSA that I did, I knew the statistics about how many million people suffer from it and how many million people are caregivers. But still, even knowing all that, I wasn't prepared for all the messages I got of people who were saying, I'm going through this right now with my dad. Or I lost my grandmother to this, or I lost my sister to this. So I had a lot of friends texting me directly to say, you know, and I had no idea. I had no idea they were going through that. And then when we put the video up on social media, that was when it really hit home that we got thousands of comments of people sharing their stories. So I hope it was cathartic for folks. And I hope they'll forgive me for putting such an emotional thing out there. You know, some people don't want to cry in the morning, but it was what it was. And I felt like a lot of people felt like it told their story or the story of somebody that they loved. And so I consider that a good day's work.
ancient old oak tree are starting to turn. The same shades as the flames of this fire that I'm watching burn. There's an unfinished crossword resting on the arm of this chair. For the life of me, I can't recall if I'm the one who left it there. It feels so familiar as I watch you walk in the room. And at first I don't recognize you, but then I damn sure recognize that perfume. And you kneel down beside me and gently take hold of my hand. I say, baby, I'm scared and I'm not sure I know who I am. Can you help me remember who it is that I used to be? Can you tell me the story of my family, my hopes and my dreams? Would I always fold? Did I do things when I was young to be proud of when I was old? Was I a house on fire, or was I just a slow burning ember? Could you please help me remember? This ring on my finger, golden, faded and worn, like it was forged in the fires of love and has weathered the storms. I try to make sense of these old photographs on the wall, but they're just faces and places that I don't know. How much damage did I do? Did I ever make amends? Did I try to make a difference? Did I give a damn? Was I believing in God and His plan? Did I light up your life like a full moonlit night in December? Could you please help me remember? I need you to help me
Hayes Carl, Help Me Remember, from his new album, You Get It All. If you do get a chance to see the video, it's up on YouTube. It is quite powerful.